Hola. Ay, Dios mío, it's Thursday. Time for Jackie Vida Loca, where every week we divulge our Latino secrets, talk about our crazy Latino culture, gossip about our crazy Latino friends and relatives, and interview the craziest, the funniest Latino comedians on the Latino comedy scene. Welcome to my crazy life. Jackie Vida Loca.
It's Jackie, and I'm here with you to talk about gay today. Gay actually means happy, and I'm feeling quite gay myself in that regard. Today's show is a straight girl's POV on gay. And this was inspired by the recent outing, he outed himself, of Jason Collins, NBA star, 7 foot tall, manly man, gorgeous. He comes out of the closet, and what does the President of the United States do? He stops everything on North Korea. He stops everything on the Boston Massacre. He stops everything he's doing to call Jason and congratulate him for stepping out of that closet, for coming out loud and proud. And you know what? I congratulate Jason, too, but I'm thinking that the President of the United States has got other things to do, and gay people come out of the closet every day, and they don't get a call from Obama. So I'm thinking this is a pretty big deal. So I'm trying to delve into, you know, why is this so important? And it is important. It is important. And don't get me wrong. And, you know, like everybody, all the other straight people I know, I got gay friends. And I'm excited today to make the show about dispelling some of the myths and confirming some of the myths and giving you my perspective on being gay. Because personally, I think it's fantastic to be gay in America today. It's better than it's ever been. And I think people are definitely becoming more tolerant because, look, if you can't beat them, you got to join them. And, you know, I think it's very important for gay folks in the world to have the same rights as everybody else, because I personally could give a crap about what somebody does in terms of their sexual life. It's no matter to me. I could care less. That is a personal choice. And, frankly, we need to be worried about way more important things in this world, way more important causes. We need to fix a lot before we start worrying about what gay people do. As long as they're good people, I could give a damn if people are gay. So that's my point of view. You got it straight from the start of the show. That's what the show is about today, and we got two amazing guests. The first is going to be Drew Droege, a great friend of mine. He's an actor, and he is one of the funniest guys I know. He is so hysterical. I met him through the Groundlings, and I've seen him perform. I've seen his work, and he is hysterical. And he has agreed very kindly to take the gay test. Now, if you ever meet Drew Droege, one of the first things you realize about Drew is that he's a man. One of the second things that occurs to you is that Drew Droege is gay. He's probably 10,000% gay. But according to this test, the results are different, and you're going to see why. Then the other guest we have today is Paul Atiu. Paul is adorable. He's an Armenian fashion designer to the stars, has a couture shop in Beverly Hills. He's got a husband. He's got a daughter. He is as normal comes, and he's gay. He's adorable. You're going to love him. I loved my interview with Paul because he's so real. And he seems like such a great person. And I think that's what the problem is with people, is that they can't see beyond certain labels. And I really, really feel strongly about these people because I'm not gay. I'm not fighting for my own rights here. Actually, you know what? I am. I'm fighting for my own rights in the sense that we're all human beings, and these are human rights. These are not gay rights. So as you can see, I feel very strongly about this, okay? So before I dive into gaydom, I think I've already had, but before I dive further into gaydom, I want to tell you, last show we did about the job search got such amazing feedback, and I want to once again thank our guests for that show, Doris and George Aguirre, the Hollywood It couple of recruiting dojo. They were so great, so phenomenal, with really amazing tips. And so many people downloaded that show, and I want to ask you, if you haven't already downloaded it, to go ahead and download it, because you know some schlep that's without a job, and I think the show can help them. Okay, the other thing I want to share with you in my crazy week, my crazy life, is my aqua class. Okay, people, I made a New Year's resolution in January to get in better shape, right? So I've been eating better, no processed foods. I've been trying to get my ass out to work out, and it's not been a good thing. It's not been successful, but I found something I really, really love is aqua class. And I take the aqua class here near, you know, where I live. But the aqua class I wanted to take last night was about 10 miles away. So I took this aqua class, and it was hysterical. It was in a neighborhood that basically, what can I tell you? It was a kind of questionable neighborhood. And first of all, I had the time of my life. I don't know what to tell you about this class, but I'm having the time of my life in this. And I'm willing to take my life in my hands to go to aqua class. And you will see my butt in aqua class. There's a goddess under this body. And that goddess is going to come out after about, I want to say, 12 aqua classes. Oh, you better look out, because I'm going to be posting my damn behind on Facebook, the whole thing. But right now, we've got some work to do. The other thing I want to tell you is I did voiceover for Mattel this morning. I am so in Barbie princess territory right now. Like, literally, my nail polish is pink sparkles. Hey, how about that? My nail polish is pink sparkles, and I'm so living the Barbie princess life right now. I just have so much fun doing these. It's such a great thing. And being the voice of Barbie and working with Mattel is just an awesome thing. So I have a great time with that. The other thing I want to tell you is that I feel very blessed, not because my life is good, but I got a whole new circle of friends. I told you that I went to the St. John Seminary in Camarillo, all the way out in Bumble, you know what, nowhere. And I took this two-hour trip to go do a speaking engagement, and I came home pretty much with a whole new circle of friends, and they're all priests. And I'm loving it. So here's the thing. If any of my friends from the St. John Seminary is listening right now, I want to send a shout-out to all those gorgeous people there. They're such wonderful people, accomplished men, and people who really found their calling in life. And you know what? I may not agree with every single thing with the Catholic Church, but I do agree with these guys and what they're trying to do for their lives. And you know what? I respect them. I do. The other thing I feel so blessed about is my TV show. So we have now taken this to the next level. We are ready to pitch this thing, and now we are doing a pitch reel. Isn't that exciting? I get to do a pitch reel for my TV show idea. Wow, I'm so thrilled about that. So God is blessing me. Everything's blessing me right now. And you know who needs some more blessings and votes is Amber. Do you guys watch American Idol? Okay, people. Yes, I'm an American Idol junkie. If you're a junkie of my show, then you know I'm a junkie of that show. I love American Idol, and I frankly think that Amber needs you to get out there and vote for her. So I'm going to literally start wearing one of those cardboard boards that people who strike wear, saying vote for Amber, because I think she's amazing. I think she's gorgeous. I think she has the best voice I've ever heard. She's such a sweet girl. She's only like 16 or 17. Honestly, you need to like literally support Amber. So get out there and vote for Amber. All right, the last thing I want to sort of do in terms of housekeeping is tell you about my next show, because I'm trying to promote this show early. The next show, not today, but the next show is all about mothers. Mothers, you have a mother, you need to respect your mother, and one of the things that I'm going to do for the next show is accept your Mother's Day dedications. So very shortly, we're going to post where you can submit your Mother's Day dedications, like your voice dedications. We will string them up. We will play them. We won't string up your mother, but we will play their dedications on Jackie's Vida Loca. So what I'm going to tell you is you can send those voice dedications to me at jackiesvidaloca@gmail.com. jackiesvidaloca@gmail.com. No apostrophe in the Jackie, okay? jackiesvidaloca@gmail.com. I sound like one of those 800 commercials, repeating myself. But what I want you to do is send me your MP3 files with your Mother's Day dedications. Now, you cannot rat out your mother. We will not put that on the air. If you have a beef with your mother, don't do it on the Mother's Day show. Do it on a different show, okay? Because we're going to try to be nice to our mothers on this next show. And my mom is going to come on for another little interview, and if you've already met her during the pet show, you'll see that she's insane, which is how she came up with me, because the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. So you're going to get a chance to talk to Paulita again. But the Mother's Day show is going to be awesome. We're going to pay homage to the good mothers and rat out the bad ones on the Mother's Day show coming up, not this week, not today, but next week, okay? So back to today. So our show is about gayness, and celebrating the fact that Jason Collins, NBA star, has come out of the closet. They're going to throw him a parade. They're going to make a trophy in his honor, the whole nine yards. The guy is being so lauded because he's come out of the closet. And on one hand, I think it's kind of ridiculous because, you know, billions of other gay people have come out of the closet. whether they like it or not. And we have not had a call from the president. But on the other hand, I actually think it's good that we do celebrate when you come out in a classy way like he did. So if you want to come out in a classy way, here's one way to do it. Do it on the air, on the radio. And then download the show and get all your friends to listen. I think that would be kind of like a nice, fun Monopoly party or Scrabble party. Like you download, like, okay, so you call my show at 914-338-1303. I answer your call, and you come out on national radio. And then you download that show for all your friends that didn't hear it, and you play it for them during game night at your house, right? Because you know you gay guys do game night, right? And I, you know what? I actually think I'm a gay guy myself, because there's so many things I like that you guys like that I honestly think in a previous life I was a gay guy. Love Monopoly night. Okay, so that's what you need to do. This is my advice to you. You need to gather your friends, play our show. They will love the show because it's all about respecting gay people. And then you can just drop the bomb in a somewhat subtle way. What do you think? All right. Do you know the facts on gayness in America today? Let me tell you what they are. There's approximately an estimated number of 9 million Americans that are either gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender, all right, in the U.S. today. 9 million people. 9 million people. Apparently, that's 3.5% of the population, which, by the way, Jackie's opinion, that's a lie. I think the number of gay people that exist is way, way higher. And when we say gay, in this case, we mean gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender. But I think there's way more people that play for various teams that do not come out for their entire life. They live in misery, or they live with this big personal secret. And it's sad. It's really sad. So what if you're gay, right? But according to the data that's out there, it's about 3.5% of people that sort of classify themselves as gay. And I guess that's the tricky part of the verbiage here. Okay, the top 10 cities in America with the highest GLB, gay, lesbian, bisexual population, it's actually GLBT, gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, GLBT. I'm going to give you those cities, and I think there are going to be some surprises here. The top 10 cities, right? Now, you'd think that some of these cities would be included, like West Palm Beach, Florida, like Key Biscayne, Florida. They're not in there. Okay, so I'm going to go from 10 to 1. The top 10th city for gay people is Orlando. Next is Washington, D.C., Denver, Portland, Sacramento, Boston, Minneapolis, Atlanta, I believe, Seattle, and San Francisco, number one. But where's L.A.? Where's New York City? They're not in the top 10. I guess there's too many of the other sort of orientation to sort of dilute the pond. But this is just percentage-wise, percentage of total population. So I would assume in actual numbers that the New Yorks, L.A., the bigger cities actually rank here. But as a percentage of the total, this is where these cities rank. All right. So the next thing we're going to do is play this little game that I've got, right? Because there, you know what? There are so many labels. There's so many gay stereotypes out there. And I think some of them are fair and some of them are not. I really do. And I think, you know, we're going to talk to our guests about this. Excuse me. We're going to talk to our guests about this, and they're going to talk a little bit about their opinions. But here's my opinion. I'm going to go through some gay stereotypes, and I'm going to tell you true or false. True or false. Jesus Christ, I'm a radio announcer. What is wrong with me? I'm going to tell you true or false based on La Loca, based on my opinion. All right. Number one stereotype is that gay people dress better than women. And I would say that's gay men dress better than women. I agree with that. I think gay men are always impeccably dressed, even if they're going to brunch on Sunday and everybody else is wearing, like, ripped T-shirts and sneakers. A gay guy is going to be wearing a ripped designer T-shirt and cute little Converse sneakers, okay? They definitely dress better than women. They have an incredible fashion sense, and so they should, because it's I think it's a true stereotype. Okay, OCD clean and well-organized. I would say that is totally false. And by the way, if you agree or disagree with me, you can call me at 914-338-1303, and I'll take the callers if you disagree, or if you agree, whatever. Okay, so I don't believe that gay people are OCD clean and organized. I believe that some of you guys are, and some of you guys are not, because I have gone to gay friends' houses that I literally want to kill myself when I go in there. And they got cats everywhere with stuff everywhere. You know, I love cats. By the way, I have a cat. But I don't think that, as a general rule, gay people are just obsessed with cleaning and organized. Some of them are and some of them are not. Do they love to shop? Yes. I believe that every single gay man has been wired with a microchip that makes them want to shop for stuff, whether it's shop for stuff at the mall, shop for stuff at their friends' closets, shop for stuff online, shop for stuff on their phone. I think gay people, gay men, love to shop. I don't know about lesbians. I think some lesbians might like to shop. My opinion is that lipstick lesbians, like that whole label, I think they do. You know, if I was a lipstick lesbian, which I'm not, I know after the show everybody's going to be walking around saying, oh, is Jackie gay? I'm not gay, people. I'm not. But you know what? I don't really care about that stuff. I just have fun with the fact that some people are obsessed with it. But anyway, so do they love to shop? Yes. Are they gossip junkies? That's the next stereotype. And by the way, these are not my stereotypes. These are stereotypes that we researched online. And gossip junkies was on the list. Are they gossip junkies? I do think that gay people do like gossip. I would say that's a true, not a false. Not necessarily that they want to always be, like, malicious about it, but I don't think they can pass up a juicy story. Mm-mm-mm. Okay, next stereotype. Don't like to get dirty. Anything outdoors is out of the question. I disagree with that. Here's the thing. I personally think that the gay people that are overtly gay, that are more flamboyant, don't like to get dirty, right? They fall within that category. But then you got Jason Collins, who's playing basketball, who's sweating his balls off every game. He doesn't care. I personally think that gay people could fall either into the get dirty or not get dirty category. And I think if the dirty involves sex, they want to get dirty. Dirty in more ways than one. All right. They scream all the time, happy, sad, mad. They scream all the time. I don't know. I don't think that's a true stereotype. I think that, you know, I mean, I think they do scream. I think they can be screamers. I think it's within them to be screamers, but I don't think they do it all the time. Okay, gay people love going to brunch. I would say that's a yes. I think they do. Always down to going dancing. Absolutely yes. Yes, this is why I wish I was married to a gay guy, because I like to go dancing, and my husband hasn't taken me dancing in years. Now, you tell me what's up with that. He has not taken me dancing in years, and he's a gringo, so he's not like, you know, has to dance everywhere. Like, if you are Latino and you're a guy, you're going to dance from the bedroom to the kitchen to the bathroom to the bottom floor to the top floor. Latino guys like to dance, but gringo guys don't like to go dancing all the time. We used to go dancing back in the olden days. This is why I wish I was married to a gay guy. And I do think that gay guys are always down for dancing. Here's another one. Absolutely love musicals. Okay, so before I did these interviews that you're going to hear, because, of course, we pre-recorded our interviews to accommodate everybody's schedule, but, you know, before I did these interviews, I always said, nah, not all gay men love musicals. Not all of them do. But you know what? After the interviews, especially with Drew, you're going to hear, oh, my God, I do think they love musicals. And maybe one of the reasons they love musicals is because all their friends are in the musicals. Who knows? Because gay guys in musicals are the best guys in musicals. If you're going to do musicals for a living, you should become gay. Because, frankly, I don't think there's a more gay thing you can do than get on stage and dance to, you know, Oh, What a Beautiful Morning. I don't think there was a straight guy in that play, Oklahoma, singing Oh, What a Beautiful Morning. Because gay guys are like that. I think they do feel like, wow, ooh, let's sing, it's a beautiful morning. And that's what I love about them. Okay, here's another one. Gay guys make amazing wedding planners. Now, this is neither true nor false, because I do think that they can plan amazing, amazing weddings. But if I go according to my gay wedding planner, I think he had more of the wedding and less of the planning. So basically, he loved the aspect of creating interesting things for my wedding, but most of the time the guy had his hair on fire. I was calming him down. I literally had to counsel him the entire time we were planning my wedding and calm him down. He was the bridezilla. So I think that he did plan a really, really nice event in the end. But by the time we were finished, I had 10 more gray hairs in the front. All right. Always have a connection to a new club, new restaurant. Yeah, I do think that gay guys in particular are very, very hip to whatever the new hot spot is. If you want to go somewhere fun and new, don't go with somebody straight. Go with somebody gay. And ask somebody gay for their opinion, because honestly, they do. That is a true stereotype. They know all the great places to go. Here's the last one. Hold on one second. Why is it that every time I talk to you, I get like a frog in my throat? This is what you do to me, people. I yakety-yak all day long. I talk in the car. I talk in the bathroom. I literally take the phone in the bathroom with me. I talk all day long to people on the phone, in person, on voiceover. And then when I get in front of you guys, I start getting raspy. You bring this out in me. Okay, last stereotype around gays that at least we were able to research. That Cher is the queen of the gays. And I would say that is an absolute 100% false stereotype. And Drew Drogi talks about this. Okay, maybe in the 1980s and 90s, Cher was the gay queen. But I think that we have evolved from Cher and from Barbara Streisand. I think we have evolved from that to now being Lady Gaga, Rihanna, maybe still Janet Jackson, although that's for an older gay generation, but Janet Jackson can be thrown in the mix. There are other people that have replaced Cher. Not that we don't like Cher. I think Cher is fine. I mean, look, the truth of the matter is that 45% of Cher is sitting in some plastic surgery office in Beverly Hills in a jar. But I still think she's beautiful. I think she's very talented. But I don't think she's the queen of the gays anymore. I think she's been displaced. And I think gay people like the same music as everybody else. We all love Lady Gaga and Rihanna. By the way, in my aqua class, you should have seen me with 50 other ladies, because they're all ladies and they're all over 90. And I'm the only one. I bring the average age down in that class by 1,000. All of us jumping around in the pool. We literally almost let all the water out of that pool with all the jumping we did. And it's so much fun. And we do it to Lady Gaga. So everybody likes these artists. And the truth of the matter is, people, here's what I did this whole show just to say this. Aside from one tiny, itsy-bitsy little detail, gay people are exactly like you and me. Yes, there are some stereotypes. Some of them true, some of them not. But there are stereotypes about Latinos. There are stereotypes about Chinese. There are stereotypes about Jewish. There are stereotypes about fat, ugly, skinny, rich, poor, everybody has some crap that they have to deal with. We all have stereotypes. And some of them are true and some of them are not. And some of them are BS that have been just perpetuated, you know, century after century that are not, maybe not centuries, but generation after generation that are maybe not fair. And I guess, you know, my belief is that, you know, we should just try to get along. I guess that's my belief. But anyway, I think what you're going to love is our Drew Drogi interview. It's coming right up in just a few seconds. If you can tolerate the commercial breaks, which I'm sure you can, then you're going to listen to Drew Drogi coming right up.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Ezizuli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
Los Angeles, a dear friend and somebody that I met through the Groundlings, one of the funniest troops in the entire universe. And so he is a funny man doing a lot of work here in Hollywood. Drew, how are you?
I'm great, Jackie. How are you?
I'm so glad that you agreed to be on Jackie's Vida Loca today.
Thank you for having me. What projects are you working on? I do a lot of work on the internet, and I was just on the show Happy Endings last week, and have some, you know, some stuff coming on down the pipeline, and I don't know, wherever will hire me, basically, I'll be there. So I'm there. Yeah. Today I'm
here.
One
of my favorite things that I've seen you do is the Two Drunk Aunts. I love
that.
Oh,
thank you. Thank you.
You're
so
hysterical.
Much. That was a really fun project that I did with my friend Jen Hansen and John Robert. It's hilariously funny. We play two drunk aunts, basically, who give advice to people who call in. And so it's really boozy and just weird and dark and sad and everything. So thanks for watching that.
Do you actually get drunk while you're doing it, or you just...
No. You know, we toyed around with the idea because I think we both love to drink. And we were like, why don't we have a little bit? But, you know, it was... full on, all day, hot, you know, and it was like we had a few sips of wine and we're just like tipsy in no time. And it was just like, there's no way we could focus.
Do you model your character after a particular relative?
My mom swears that it's her. My mom was watched it and she goes, you look just like me. You're doing me. My mom's not a drunk. And she also is not like a know-it-all. No, I think they just kind of came out of some weird place that John and I sort of came up with together. We sort of both love playing a certain type of messy woman.
You know, honestly, I think you play her better than you play Drew.
Well, that's terrifying. I have to go get Xanax for that. No.
No, she's so funny. Okay, the topic of the show is why it's great to be gay. And this is strictly my perspective, a straight girl's perspective, but, you know, I thought that you would give us a gay guy's perspective on why that is true. And, you know, Jason Collins, NBA player, 7 foot tall, handsome, he just came out of the closet.
Absolutely. I know. Good for him, right?
I know. It was kind of like the naming of the new pope. I mean, the president called him. It was just like this huge deal.
I know. I'm feeling like I've really missed out on a lot of life. I haven't gotten a phone call yet from the president. But I have changed my number a couple times, and I've moved. And so I'm sure he's probably tried to get in touch with me. And it's just like, I don't know. I'm busy, Barack. But I will. You know, we'll figure it out. We'll get together at some point, I'm sure.
I'll send Barack a tweet.
He does tweet. You know, CODUS and FLOTUS or whatever. He and Michelle, they both do tweet. I saw that she tweeted to him today as well. So good. So I'm glad we're going to work that out.
My opinion is that people should just have sort of dealt with this a long time ago, and it seems like finally people are getting a little more tolerant. But do you think the guy deserves a parade for coming out?
Absolutely. Ultimately, yes. It's awesome. You know, not just the world of basketball, but the world of sport. I think most professional players don't really care. They love their teammates. They don't really talk about it. They don't make an issue out of it, and it doesn't really come up. And if so, I don't think they would have a huge problem with it. I think it's mainly a message to the fans. And the people who, you know, who are less in touch with different types of people and sending a message to them saying, you know, hey, this guy is a great basketball player who just happens to like dudes, so just get over it. Too much of a parade, too much of a fanfare is bizarre because I don't think that Jason would require that. I don't think he would want that. A lot of people coming out now are doing so in a much more subtle, subdued, quiet way, and I think it's because of people that have come before them who've had to scream, we're here, we're queer, get used to it, and have parades. You know, I think all that stuff is still really important, but I think we're in a good place now that we don't need to do that so much because of people who came before us who were doing all that.
I take Anderson Cooper as an example. I mean, I just think he is such a classy guy. He is so phenomenally accomplished and bright, brilliant journalist. And, you know, he's open about it, but he's not necessarily out there looking for any kind of fanfare about it. He just is who he is, and I love that about him.
Right, I do too. I mean, you know, I don't think that it's anyone's obligation to have to come out of the closet. Unless you're a politician and you're voting against gay rights and you happen to be gay, then I'm dragging your ass out of the closet. But, I mean... their business, you know. It's like I'm watching a basketball game, I'm watching a movie, I'm watching the news. I'm not always thinking about who that person's sleeping with, you know.
And at the end of the day, who really cares? You know, like everybody's family is different, and some families are very open and very accepting and very progressive, and other families, my God, it's the end of the world. And you know, you have to leave it up to that particular person to decide how they want to deal with their own personal life and their families.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. But Jason, we have great parties. There's vodka everywhere you go. Welcome. It's gonna be great.
You don't think he's ever been to a gay party yet? Like, this is his...
Oh, no, I bet he has. Although, it would be really hard for him to hide because he's so tall.
One of the things I always say, and I'm not gay, right? But if I had a child that came and told me, I'm gay and this is my partner, I'd buy him a toaster.
Whether they needed one or not, they'd get a toaster from you.
I'd buy him a toaster and I'd put their hand in it. I'm just teasing.
Burn that gay right out of them.
You know what? That's what I don't understand. For years, people think that you can take the gay out of someone. You can't do that.
It's hilarious. curious, though. I like when people try. That's people's fear of things within themselves. They feel like it's like a disease, something you can take an antibiotic for, you know, that they might catch or that they might have elements of in themselves. They just assume get all that gay out of them.
I think that there are so many other things in the world to be worried about besides the fact that two people care about each other, want to be with each other. Who gives a damn? I mean, there's so many other problems in this world that we could be focused on, but yet some people choose to be focused on this. And I know we're jumping on our soapbox, but this is how I feel.
Like that diving show with the celebrities diving. We should be more worried about that. What is that called? Flip?
Splash.
Splash.
It actually should be called
Splash. That's what we should be worried about, like the culture that we've decided to spend an hour out of our lives watching these people jump in a swimming pool, or not, every week.
And most of them are getting injuries. Like, most of them are getting voted off because they kill themselves on the way down. Like, what do you think of the top five things that we should be worried about instead of gayness?
Oh, my God. There's so many things. Everything that's on the Applebee's menu we should be worried about. I mean, it's horrible. We should definitely be worried about just the amount of social networking sites that every single person's a member of and every single person considers him or herself a celebrity on them.
Like me, right? I'm just on Facebook and Twitter. That's it. I cannot keep up with everything else.
I don't do anything else
either.
I don't know. I think those things, and I think the Splash, sure, like North Korea. Yeah, let's look at that too. But who cares that a basketball player likes boys? And at the same time, hooray. You know, I mean, I get it.
If I came out of the closet, which I won't because I'm not gay, but if I did and the president called me.
Oh, but why not? Everybody
I'd
else
take
is.
The call.
You should do it.
You know what? I think I'm just going to come out and announce that I'm gay, and you know, that'll be a huge rumor. I have a feeling that after this show, there's going to be so many people that think I'm gay, and I don't care.
Good. Well, and then I'll support the rumor. We'll go have vodka somewhere.
You know what? You can tell people that you saw me with a real beastie-looking dyke that was Latina. Because she'll
beastie.
Kick your ass. If I was dancing with a Latina dyke, I would totally let her lead.
You wouldn't have a choice.
One of my biggest beefs with society today is this whole concept of bullying and all these little shits in school bullying around other people.
Uh-huh.
And I just think it's ridiculous. If you're Latino, they bully you. If you're fat, they bully you. If you have any kind of thing about you that's unique and special, they bully you. Young gay children are getting bullied in school, and I'm really against that. So I want to know, what do you think the punishment should be for those other kids that are bullying?
I've given advice a lot. What I always did, and this worked especially in the South, but I think it works anywhere where religion is remotely important, I pretended that I was possessed, and I truly made people think I had the devil inside me, so they were scared of me. So I highly recommend doing something like that. If they think you are the spawn of Satan, they'll get away from you. They don't care if you're fat, if you're gay, if you're Latin. You're the devil.
So they'll be afraid of you and leave you alone.
Or they'll laugh. I mean, you know, out-craze them, out-wit them without resorting to physical violence.
I got to disagree with you, because I think I'd resort to physical violence. Like, if somebody was bullying my kid, I'd literally go to the school and resort to physical violence. I would. I'd literally go to that school and grab whatever little twerp that was doing it and let him have it.
Kids are always going to bully other kids. That's always been the situation, and I feel like it escalated so much for a lot of different reasons. I mean, the internet has been terrible because people are doing it via YouTube, you know, and kids feel like this is a permanent marker on them. And
it's such a public humiliation. It's terrible.
Oh, I can't imagine. I cannot imagine. They should be recorded and have to watch themselves doing what they're doing.
There's so many gay stereotypes, right? And now as I'm doing this show, I'm uncovering even more that I didn't even know existed. There's even the gay test. It's hysterical. So you want to take it?
Sure. I really wonder what the outcome's going to be, but let's see. I'll go with an open mind.
We're going to find out if you really are gay.
Oh, okay.
So this is on gaytest.com. I have no affiliation with the questions, but I'll read you the intro. Fiercely fabulous test of your heterosexuality. Okay, Cupcake, you just finished sipping your mocha, decaf bullshit, whatever. The only thing more uncomfortable than your bikini briefs is the cut on your chest from shaving this morning. This is them, not me. Sure, you're looking at the hot barista at the register, but you're stealing glances at the fabulous ass standing in line, too. So what if it's at the top of a pair of hairy legs? The gay test will decide once and for all whether you'd rather fish for largemouth bass or lance bass.
Okay, great.
So I paid blank for my last haircut. Over $40, 25 to 40, 10 to 25.
Over $40, but I live in LA.
I know, but you could go to Supercuts and get it for $20. Okay. Who makes the best messenger bag for men? Prada, Cole Haan, Timbuktu? What's a messenger bag?
Yeah, I don't know. I truly do not know.
You don't know what a messenger bag is? Number 3. I've seen X number of live musicals in the past year, 5 or more, 3 to 4, 1 to 2, musicals are gay.
Oh, that's one of the things. Five or more and musicals are gay. That's my answer.
You can only pick one.
Oh, well, this is,
I know.
Sure.
So five or more?
Yeah.
Have you really seen five or more musicals in the past year?
I'm sure I have. I was in two of them this week, or this last month, so yeah, for sure.
Okay, the next question is a sports-related question. Brace yourself. Are you ready?
Sure.
How many yards are the end zones on a football field? I only pay attention to the uniforms. 15 yards, 5 yards, or 10 yards?
I'm going to say 10 yards.
I must be gay because I have no clue. Which of the following designers does not produce men's shoes? Manolo Blahnik, Prada, Gucci, or Miu Miu?
Miu Miu.
Barolo is a wine produced only in Piedmont, Tuscany, Bordeaux, or Gayville?
Barolo is a Spanish wine. I guess Tuscany?
I think it's an Italian wine, and Tuscany's in Italy, so I think that's a good choice.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to choose.
See, I'm helping you with your test.
Yeah, I agree.
Number 7. My cardio routine at the gym consists mainly of, ready, high-low aerobics, the elliptical machine, cycling classes, or the treadmill.
It's the elliptical machine.
Which of the following careers has Carson Kressley most recently added to his resume? Fashion designer, author, Broadway producer, who?
I would say author, although I really don't know. He might be producing something on Broadway, too.
He's very cute.
He's very. I mean, I really don't know any of those because I don't know if he's ever designed. He might be a designer now, too.
I think it's a designer.
Maybe I'm overthinking it. That is probably the most obvious choice, isn't it? Yeah. I don't know.
All right. Do you want to switch your answer? I'm happy to cheat.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say author because I want to read what he has to say.
All right. This one is about Brad Pitt. I wish I had Brad Pitt's face, his body, his money, his wife.
Oh, God. All of the above. I would say his wife, because I just think she's awesome, and I don't want to hang out with her.
Well, and if you had his wife, then you could get access to her money and get a new face and new body. I am most likely to cry when, A,
always.
Someone yells at me, someone breaks up with me, someone dies, all of the above.
I would just say someone dies.
I think the last couple answers have been very straight.
Yeah, I know. I think so, too. But I don't cry when people yell at me. Like, I laugh when people yell at me. The thing is, it's like I cry at commercials and really like weepy movies. So, you know, like there are things that make me cry that are really not super straight. But
I think this list is void of some of those because I, too, cry at very sentimental commercials. Who won season one of Project Runway? Jay McCarroll, Jeffrey Sabella, Harold Dieterle? No clue.
No clue.
If I could have dinner with one of the following women, I would choose Barbara Streisand, Madonna, Kim Cattrall, Adriana Lima.
I would have dinner with Kim Cattrall because I just think that would be just the most insane, just the entire event would be the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. We would just be having lavish meat, just laughing and talking about the craziest things, and I at 100% Kim Cattrall.
I get a manicure two or three times a month. I have unruly cuticles. When I have an important meeting or event coming up, in exchange for special favors from my girlfriend, every time hell freezes over. How often do you get a manicure?
I never have had a manicure.
So let's put every time hell freezes
every
over.
Every time hell freezes over, yeah.
You're going to see, you're going to come out of this test being straight. My favorite TV show is So You Think You Can Dance, Gossip Girl, Grey's Anatomy, or Family Guy.
I actually don't like any of those.
I would say out of all of those, I've never watched an episode of Gossip Girl, but I think I'd pick Gossip Girl.
I'll pick Gossip Girl, too, just because everybody's sexy and it looks ridiculous. At least looks interesting.
I buy my underwear online at aerogenos.com, anywhere that has a varied selection of cuts and colors, in packs of 10 at Costco. I don't think I've bought new underwear in the past 5 years.
And what were the first two again?
The first one was online at aerogenos.com. The second was anywhere that has a varied selection of cuts and colors.
I would say that.
Which of the following is not a once popular boy band? Danity Kane, Take That, 98 Degrees, New Kids on the Block.
Danity Kane, that was a woman.
Couple more. If I could travel back in time, I would go to Studio 54, the Moulin Rouge, Woodstock, Nirvana's Reading Festival performance.
Studio 54, all the way, baby.
Me too. Ah. Oh. That place seemed like it was so much
fun.
Oh,
my God, what I wouldn't give. To just go back, July 4th, 1976, to ride on a white tiger with Grace Jones and Divine. That's my world. That's the gayest thing I'll say on this whole conversation.
Okay. My girlfriend could not drag me to a woman's beach volleyball tournament, the county fair, a ballroom dancing competition, a Cher concert.
I would say ballroom dancing competition. question, because I feel like a women's volleyball tournament would be hilarious, and I would be all on board to watch that. I want to watch them get angry. Then County Fair is also fun for people watching, and there's like really junky, gross food that's fun, and it's chaunchy, and I like that. And then a Cher concert would be a blast. I've never seen Cher, so I would definitely go to that. But ballroom dancing competition sounds dreadful.
If I were at a karaoke bar, I would sing, this is you talking, I Will Survive, I'm Too Sexy, Sweet Caroline, or Living on a Prayer.
See, I'm going to say a really, I'm going to do the straightest one. I would say out of those four, Living on a Prayer, if I could sing it, because I love Bon Jovi. I wouldn't be caught dead singing I Will Survive, because that's, there's no way.
What you're going to realize is after this test, you're going to have to go back in that closet.
I know.
And reevaluate.
Well, I have it's an interesting point that I want to talk about after this is all over, but yeah. So
yeah, because these are all stereotypes, right? And that's
exactly
what we started off talking about.
Exactly.
And that's why I said a lot of stereotypes are BS, right? Okay, which of the following movies did not star Liza Minnelli? Victor Victoria, Tell Me That You Love Me, Junie Moon, New York, New York,
mm-hmm.
or Cabaret?
Victor Victoria. That did not star Liza Minnelli.
Who was in that movie?
That was
Who
Julie was Andrews and Leslie Ann Warren and James Garner, Alex Karras. I love Victor Victoria.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Like Edward's movie, yeah.
Okay, let me tell you something. Are you ready for this? It tells you a percentage, what percentage gay you are.
Uh-huh.
46%.
I love that. That's amazing.
Now
well,
you can tell all of your friends that you took the gay test and you're only 46% gay.
I'm 46%. Well, I mean, I could give you the gayest answers to all of those questions if it weren't multiple choice. The fact that I was able to name the entire cast of Victor Victoria, I don't know a single straight person, maybe other than like my brother, that would know that. And some of the stereotypes I totally abide by and some of them I don't.
I mean, honestly, okay, so every single possible stereotype was in that gay test. You've never had a manicure. But boy, if I got my hands on you, Drew, I'd give you a manicure.
Sure,
I'd give my
sure. Well, I'm not, like, it's a weird thing. It's like, I'm not against it, but it's certainly not anything that ever occurred to me to go do. People are wildly more fascinating than we give ourselves credit for. We're all more interesting than just a label.
We could sit here and say, oh, it's a little insulting, you know, that they just general. I mean, a gay guy actually created this, so it wasn't like, you know.
Oh, I'm sure. No, and that's the thing, too, that we have to look inward. I understand a real need to have a culture and a common language. You know, and camp is something that gay people get from day one. I mean, you're a toddler, and a gay kid understands what campy. In the weirdest
mm-hmm.
way. There's a gay sense of humor that is really specific that it's hard to nail down, but you can always identify it. And that kind of stuff is awesome and beautiful. It's beyond sexuality. It's a sensibility. And then there's stuff that's just, like, tired. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
like, I'm sorry, but I'm a 36-year-old man. Like, I don't know anybody my age, or especially younger than me, that's into Barbra Streisand and thinks I Will Survive. Like, that just doesn't happen. I mean, and if they do, they're in way in the minority. You know, good for them if they like that. But they're actually, that's not what, you know, the kids are listening to nowadays. You know,
hey, I just had an epiphany. Maybe this is why the President of the United States found time out of his busy schedule to literally call Jason Collins. Because Jason Collins is everything outside of all those stereotypes.
Oh,
I mean,
absolutely. That's what is so wonderful about it, is that it's showing the world. It's like gay people have known that forever, you know, but it's showing the world that we come in lots of different shapes and sizes and points of view. He didn't need to come out. Like, he wasn't forced out. It was his choice, which I think is also brave on his part. It was a personal choice.
It wasn't
yeah.
an emergency that somebody else outed him and he had to come and fess up the truth. He literally
sure.
just came out and
sure.
said, this is who I am. And it took him 12 years to do that. I mean, which I find, like, just what a struggle, you know, to go 12 years or a lifetime sometimes and not to
yeah.
be who you are.
Absolutely.
That's what I think is the saddest thing of all, is that people should just be who the hell they are. And,
right.
you know, and everybody else, it's not like you have to throw it in people's faces, but, you know, everybody else should be embracing of that because they themselves have some BS that they're dealing with, too.
I know. Let your freak flag fly. You know what I'm saying? Just do it. Yeah.
Drew, thank you so much for joining us on
thank
Jackie.
Thank you, Jackie.
I love
this
your
was
humor.
So fun.
And I think you're
thank
just
you.
A
fantastic.
Wonderful person, and I appreciate
thank
your time.
You. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. This was a blast.
So where can our listeners find you?
You can find me on Twitter. I'm at Drew Droege, which is DrewDroege. Yeah, that's probably the best way to find me, and I always put all my stuff up when I'm doing live shows or when I have stuff on the web or PD or whatever.
Fantastic. Well, Drew Droege, you've been an awesome guest, and I really appreciate it, and I love you, and I appreciate you being on the
love
show.
Love you.
Thanks so
thanks,
much.
Thanks, Jackie. All right. Talk soon. All
right. Yo no soy ningún virtuoso de esta vida. Si tú quieres en mi vida ser un artista famoso, ser un artista famoso.
Loquitos, we are here on Jackie's Vida Loca talking about why it's so great to be gay, a straight girl's POV, and that was Drew Droege, a really dear friend of mine. He is just, I know now that you think that he is just the next best thing to sliced bread, so you got to look up Drew Droege. He is amazing, and we love Drew, and thank you, Drew, for joining us on Jackie's Vida Loca. Okay, so every girl, every straight girl needs to have a gay best friend. I'm sure you heard this before, and it's true, because listen, there are certain things that straight girls cannot talk about with straight guys. Can't talk about with straight guys, can't hang out with straight guys on certain occasions. And frankly, I said it before, I think every woman should be married to a gay guy. Seriously, we'd be just so happy. Because listen, with a gay guy, you have somebody to bitch about life with. There's no better person to bitch about anything with than a gay guy. Because not only does he listen to you, but he offers succinct advice. Succinct advice about how to get back. How to get back in the game, how to get back at people, how to get back to your skinny self, how to be a better person. Gay guys make great friends. But they always make a fantastic backup date because, like I said before, if your husband doesn't want to take you dancing or shopping, a gay guy will, absolutely. And by the way, he won't even steal your clothes. Well, maybe he will. I don't know. You got to be careful with that one. He may steal your clothes. But they give amazing sex tips, and they're not afraid to talk about sex. Because so many people, and friends even, they don't want to broach the subject. But let me tell you something, and you're going to hear this in our next interview. Sex is a top-of-mind topic amongst the gay set. But they'll tell you honestly. They'll tell you honestly. And not only will they tell you about sex honestly, they'll tell you if you look fat. There ain't no gay guy that's going to lie to you and tell you and candy coat things. If you look fat, they're going to tell you. You know, and your husband knows better than to tell you you look fat. Right? Because the gay guy's not going to live with you, really. So they get to go home after they tell you you look fat. Your husband understands and is smart enough to know that if he tells you you look fat, that'll be the prime conversation for the rest of your life. Another thing about being friends with a gay guy is that they'll always look sluttier than you at a party. Like, no matter what you look like, they'll look sluttier than you, and they'll be sluttier than you. You know that Real Housewives is always going to be recorded. You don't have to worry about that. And they play a really fake, a great fake boyfriend. They're just amazing fake boyfriends. Like, if you go to a bar with a gay guy and he hasn't picked anybody up, he's going to hang out with you, and he's going to pretend to be your boyfriend if some, like, disgusting guy, like big old sloppy guy, comes up to you. And he makes and you know what? The sloppy guy's going to be completely intimidated because gay guy's probably cute and knows how to pull his dress together, right? Sleepovers are great because he's stocked with the same products you have at home. So if you go over a gay guy's house and you don't want to go home because you've drunk too much vodka, Drew, then you get to sleep over. And they always have eye cream. They got great hair products. They are definitely going to take care of your personal care needs. They'll even design a dress for you while you're there. Here's another thing. If you go out to a club with a gay guy, let's pretend you're not married or if you're single, whatever, you go out dancing with a gay guy, you can dirty dance with him. Because you know what? Even if you had a boyfriend, they wouldn't get jealous. They wouldn't get jealous because they're gay. They make such great wingmen. They're really amazing wingmen. Because a gay guy is going to totally tell it like it is. They're going to be best friends with you, but they'll also give you a guy's perspective, a guy's perspective. And here's the thing. They'll give you a guy's perspective, but they'll give you the real deal. And they're going to be honest with you. So, you know, we applaud gay guys everywhere. When we come back, we are going to talk about Latino gays because that's a completely different breed of gay. All right.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Azuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
So there are no more gays in the general market community than there are gays in the Latino community. Just as many Latino gays as anything else. But you know what? You'd never know it. Every family, every Latino family has a gay cousin, a gay uncle, a butchie aunt. We all have them. We know they're gay, but I don't know why. The family refuses to talk about it. They do everything to cover it up. You know, they're in complete denial. You know, they say, they don't call them gay. They say they're different. Or they'll whisper it. They won't ever say the word gay out loud. Now, I do think that more and more Latino families are becoming more progressive, but my God, it's taken us a long time. And for crying out loud, you know, get with it. They say they're different. They are different. And we're very metrosexual as a culture. You know, the family advice is let's pray the gay out. Let's pray it out. But you know what I think is the funniest in terms of gays in the Latino community are these Latina lesbians. Oh, my God. Listen, straight lesbians are already scary enough, but you take a Latina lesbian, one of those feisty bull dyke kind of big, you know, square head, one eyebrow. Oh, my God. You don't want to mess with those girls. But I love lesbians. Don't get me wrong. I make fun of them, right? I'm making fun of them now. But it's all in good fun because, honestly, I love lesbians. There's nothing better to boost my self-esteem than a lesbian. Honestly, lesbians for some reason really love me. And I have, you know, friends in the comedy world, friends in the acting world that are, they're lesbians. And they're butchie. And they're Latinas. I'm not going to mention any names. We talk about the sins. We don't talk about the sinners. We're all sinners. But I think Latina lesbians, you need to watch out for them because they don't take crap from anybody. They're willing to fight you. They'll knock your head in the ground, with just a look, just a glance, all right? So, and we all have one of these in our family. I'm not going to mention names again. I said I wouldn't do that. But I got some of those in my family. I do. You know who you are. You're probably listening, and you know what? I love you. I love you. I love you for exactly who you are. And the butchier you are and the dykier you are, I love you even more because you're really living your truth. And people who can come out, you know, I know it's very hard. It's got to be very hard to, you know, be public about something that you know certain people are going to have very negative feelings about. So I'm not trying to sort of diminish that on this show. But I also have a tremendous level of respect for people who come out of the closet and live their truth because that's honest. That's an honest-to-goodness way to live. And people who hide it and want to pretend like they don't, you know, they're not who they really are, for me, that's a fallacy. And people do that for various reasons because of work and family and even religious reasons or whatever. But for God's sakes, we need to come together as a human race and support people when they do come out. And that's one of the reasons why I think President Obama should have stopped thinking about North Korea and all the nuclear missiles that are pointed toward California for about 5 seconds to make that phone call. Who knows? Maybe somebody even dialed the phone number for him. Maybe, you know what? Maybe Obama's gay. Maybe he's gay too, and he's not come out, so he's using this opportunity to promote. And you know what? I know I'm being kind of funny. I think the First Lady, Michelle, also sent, you know, Jason Collins a tweet. You know who's gay? I'll tell you who's gay when it comes to the politics. I'll tell you who's gay right now, and I love her to pieces. I can't say I'd be caught dead with her in a couple, but I really love Hillary Clinton, and I think she's gay. There's been so many rumors for so many years. And she's put up with so much crap from Bill Clinton, not even giving it a second thought. Oh, you want to go with 20 bitches? It's totally fine with me because I got my own 20 bitches. Hillary Clinton is gay, and I think she should come out of the closet. There's one, because she is such an accomplished woman in so many ways. But Hillary, if you're gay and listening to Jackie's Vida Loca, you should call 914-338-1303. We will out you, and you could play this at your game of Monopoly tomorrow night, right? Because you know that she probably has a serious monopoly, like strip monopoly, going on in her little, I don't know where she lives now, in New York. Yeah, I know that Hillary's gay, And I don't know firsthand, but I'm taking a leap of faith here. All right. So I want to introduce you to Paula Tu. You are going to absolutely love this guy. He is personality plus. I mean, he is going to dispel some myths, and he's going to confirm other ones. Paul Atiu. He is the celebrity designer to the stars, has an haute couture boutique in Beverly Hills. He's going to shed some light on some myths. He's going to dispel myths. He's going to confirm myths about gayness. You know, we are celebrating the fact that Jason Collins has come out of the closet and the President of the United States gives him a call. He found the time in his busy, busy schedule to call Jason and congratulate him. And you know, millions and millions of gay people across the world are wondering why the hell they didn't get a call either. So, Paul, welcome to Jackie's Vida Loca. It's so wonderful to have you on the show, and I appreciate your time.
I was waiting for a call from Obama, and he never called me. I'm glad you did. I was waiting for somebody to call. You know what's interesting is I've been gay longer than he's been gay.
It's not
fair. And I've
fair.
Accepted my gayness longer than he's been accepting it.
It's ridiculous.
Well, you know what, though? I applaud him for him to take the right steps for himself, for his future, for him to be able to recognize what he needed to do in order for him to be able to survive a healthier lifestyle, a healthy life altogether, spiritually, mentally, physically. Because it incapacitates you when you're trying to live a lie. You can only lie to yourself. I always tell everybody, you know, when you're lying to somebody, you're not lying to them. You're lying to yourself first. As long as you don't lie to yourself, then you're going to have a happier, healthier life all the way through.
It's funny because it's such a personal thing coming out. And everybody does it in their own time, if they do it at all. And I think it's sad when they don't. But, you know, I do give this guy credit for finding the right time for himself. Nobody forced him to do this. He did this on his own because he wanted to live his truth. But not everybody's in the position to do that. We have families that we have to deal with. We have work situations that people have to deal with. If you're a member of the NBA, that's something to deal with because it's generally a very sort of testosterone-driven.
I know some of the NBA players personally because I also dress many NBA teams, the cheerleaders, the girls,
right.
The dance team, like the Oakland, I've done the Seattle Supersonics, which then became Michigan, and now they're going to come back. But nevertheless, I mean, there's a different spoken language there. The aura is very different. It is very male, testosterone. They all respected me when I was there. I was always around them. I was exposed to all of them. We used to hang out together. No inappropriateness was ever there. And I think everybody in the field respects everyone individually. And I know how much they respect him for being able to make the decision that he did when he did in order for him not to continue to lie. Because I know that he was engaged years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he broke off his engagement. And I know it was tough for her to recognize, well, wait a minute, we had a good thing going. What happened to us all of a sudden?
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to understand. It's hard to relate. I mean, I have a girlfriend of 30 years now, and she calls me on my birthday every year and says, you know, I still love you. I care about you. And we have at least a rapport. So it's hard. And it's hard for you not to know where you fall or where you belong or where you need to be.
Well, it's good that he did make an example of himself in the right way of doing this because I think that he did it with a lot of class. And I want to ask you, you know, there's so many myths out there. We just interviewed a really dear friend of mine. He's an actor, and he is just as gay is, right? He is just extremely flamboyant, just huge personality. He's just the funniest guy. Love him to pieces. And I said, Drew, I need you to take the gay test. So we did this whole gay test online. And he's only 46% gay, according to this test. And it's hysterical because, you know, some of the questions were like, have you ever gotten a manicure? And he's like, hell no. You know, so I think that there are some myths about gay people out there. And I'd like you to tell me, what do you think is the biggest myth that people have about gay people?
I think everybody thinks we're some extraordinary individual. And it's a choice. And it's not. It's a feeling. It's just like anything that you've navigated through life. And you live a particular way. And that particular way is only sharing your emotional feelings with another male, not of the opposite sex. That's the only difference. Everything else, like we have a daughter who's in college now,
mm-hmm.
and we go to straight clubs, we have straight friends, we have gay friends, we have black friends, we have yellow friends. but they're just friends. At the end of the day, they're just people that we care about, that we adore, that we love, whether it's professionally or personally.
But, you know, at the end of the day, look, I think it's ridiculous that people are so obsessed with gay or not gay. Because for me, it's like, okay, it's a question of who somebody is personally attracted to. And it's none of my business. I don't really care who people are attracted to sexually. It's like, who is somebody as a person?
What's funny, Jackie, I don't know of any straight person that walks around going, hi, my name is Tony, I'm straight. I go, why do they expect me to have to walk around telling everybody, hi, my name's Paula, too, I'm gay. I'm like, look at me. You can't tell? But what does it matter? That's not the purpose why I'm here.
There are myths that are out there that are actually true, right? Stereotypes that are actually true. What do you think is the number one stereotype that you can confirm here and now on Jackie's Vida Loca that is absolutely true about gay people?
That we're all whores? I guess some of us are in the bedroom. No, I don't know. I don't know.
Hey, listen, wait a second. Wait a second, Paul. Let's go with that. You're saying that gay people are more promiscuous.
Yeah, they think that we're promiscuous, that all we think about is sex, and all we want to do is sex, and we can't get enough, we're insatiable. I'm like, well, yes, but that's not really true. If you're in a committed relationship, you're just like everybody else. More straight people cheat than more gay people cheat. They just make such a big deal about the gay person cheating instead of the straight person cheating. You know why? Because they expect the straight guy to cheat, not the gay one, because it's not acceptable for the gay one to cheat. I'm like, they're people, they're guys, they're doing it. Who cares?
But you know what? I think you're onto something here. I really do. You know, we talk about these testosterone-driven organizations and male-dominated, but you know what I think, scientifically, that gay men may have even more testosterone.
They do? I need a shot of that.
You got a shot of it, that you're gay.
That's true. My husband's very happy, that's for sure. Look, we've been together for 10 years. We've raised a child. She's in college now. And we may be planning to have another one. Is that really strange? It's normal to us.
It isn't strange because what kids need is discipline and love. And families are made up of so many different sizes, shapes, and colors today that if you can provide a child with a happy, healthy home, I think you're doing a good job. So I don't think it's strange. But what I do think is interesting is the male-male dynamic in a marriage. Because let me tell you something. I'm married, okay? I'm obsessed with having the house look beautiful. And I'm constantly straightening out the towel, right? And I can look away from the towel.
Oh, my God, don't you hate it when they wad it up and leave it somewhere?
Oh, my God.
It drives me crazy. He does that, too?
Your husband does that, too?
See,
that's the thing. I needed to confirm.
He picks up the towel. He wads it up. It's fresh, clean towel. He's barely got, three drops of water on his hand. He wads it up, leaves it on the counter, walks away, and then it's another part of the house. He grabs another towel. I'm like, wait a minute. You just left that one there. At least put it back.
And Paul, I can look away from that towel for 2.5 seconds and look right back at it, and it's messed up again. It's like an obsession. Girl, we have to talk because you know what? I'm sick and tired of my...
Me too. This is
husband. My husband doing
it. It's a husband thing. We all have our husbands, and we have
issues. It's a husband thing. So that's where the line needs to be drawn. The difference between is it a straight thing? Is it a gay thing? Is it just a mate thing and getting along with somebody else? But I would assume that being in a same-sex marriage, and I'm going to get personal here. You can choose not to answer if you want. But I would assume that being in a same-sex marriage has its difficulties. And because the world is not forgiving in so many ways, can you share some of your sort of personal experience and insight to that? Because I think it's important to bring it out.
I think the best marriages, whether it's straight or gay, in my opinion, comes from two people that understand each other, are committed to one another, first and foremost, respect each other and find their boundaries and understand where their place is in the relationship. So if, in my opinion, the way we've set up our relationship is, I don't blame him for his weaknesses. He doesn't blame me for mine, but we help each other by leaning on our strengths.
Mm-hmm.
If there's something he's got the capacity to do better than me, then he's there to support and help me be able to do it better. Then I let him guide me through it. Doesn't matter if it's a girly thing or a guy thing or a whatever thing, an alien thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a thing. And I think
right. If
two people could understand that it's not one better than the other, and you guys are both equally in a partnership, to try to be able to make it work. I think it's the best way to be able to, it's like the business. It's a business transaction. If you want the business to succeed, you work at it, you work hard at it, you're always committed to the business, which is the relationship.
Right.
And then you're
right.
able to make it better and let it grow together as a partnership.
10 years is a good testament to the fact that you know how to be in a productive and successful relationship. But here's what I'm thinking. Okay, when I, let's pretend I'm going to go out to dinner with my husband tonight. I'm going to get dressed, get in the car, and go to dinner, and I'm not even going to give it a second thought because I don't have to deal with the outside world thinking, oh, man and woman relationship. That's what people sort of expect to see. And in L.A., I think there's a lot more tolerance. But, you know, I would imagine that you guys are going out to dinner. Let's say we're in a place that doesn't necessarily have that level of tolerance. Is that something you think about when you're in public? Do you think, people are now going to be judging us because we're a couple?
I think subconsciously, just like every minority has gone through it, you have. I know some of your friends or relatives or cousins' relationships. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they go through it. It depends on the situation. I almost think it's the same anywhere, everywhere. All of us have some kind of fear. All of us have some kind of, not an agenda, but something that has happened in the past that kind of makes us a little more cautious. So if I was going to go to a restaurant, no, I don't put any thought into it. But do I have it in the back of my head? I think all day, each day, every day, because I am who I am, and I know what society is viewing things like. Do I make that a priority in my life to make sure that it incapacitates me? No. Do I embrace it and say, you know what, well, maybe I shouldn't go to that restaurant. I'll kind of drive by it and go to the next one? Possibly. When my friends say we're going to go to so-and-so place, they always take into consideration if I'm going to feel comfortable there or not.
Mm-hmm.
And vice versa. And not because of just a gay thing, but just because I don't like, I don't know, Italian food. Or it could be because I had bad experience at a Chinese restaurant. I don't know. But it's being sensitive to other people. No matter what you do, I think we're prone to be on guard, I guess, all the time, because we've been attacked, we've been segregated, we know what the feeling's like to be awkwardly stared at or sit at a restaurant and they look at you like you're some kind of an alien. I'm like, hello, I'm eating like you are.
Yeah, discrimination doesn't feel good no matter what kind it is. Whether you're gay or you're Hispanic or whatever. You know, like I said early on, it's better today than ever to be gay. It's better today than ever to be Latino. But, you know, there's still work to do, and I'm happy that I have a platform in this show to be able to talk about these subjects. Look, I'm a straight girl.
I don't fault you for that. I'm not bashing you for
it. Well,
here's
the question.
It's okay to be straight.
I got a question for you. Listen up. Do you think, because I want to ask you this, and we're going to talk about this, do you think that anybody is either 100% gay or 100% straight?
I don't think so. Because there's got to be a little sensitivity in you to be able to have different things happen to you in your life. Situations in life kind of for you to understand and relate to other situations or other people. I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think you're 100% of anything.
Okay, let me answer this. If Adriana Lima was gay and she came to my house,
you'd jump all over her. I know you would.
You know what I mean? I'd switch. I wouldn't give it
maybe,
a second thought.
Maybe,
I'd be like right there. I'd be like, honey, you can take pictures. Okay. So let me ask you this. Now that we're on the subject, what woman would you go straight for?
Oh, Angelina Jolie for sure.
Really? You don't think she's too skinny?
No. We'll eat first, but no. I never pass up a meal. But for sure.
You can eat for two.
She's running around trying to take care of 28 kids. I mean, come on. It's not easy.
Okay, so you'd be straight for one day because with all those kids, forget it. Who's going to take care of all those kids? You.
That's the other thing. I've raised one, so I know what it takes to have one. And it's not just the act itself. It's being able to be there emotionally for another human being. And somebody that you have to nurture and care for and guide and navigate. And you know what? They have their own issues. I mean, to think, our daughter was thinking, oh, I have gay parents. I'm like, what is that? I would ask her what that is. And they're like, well, you guys are gay. I'm like, what is that?
Uh-huh.
What is being gay? I'm happy. Yeah, so what? Well, they're cheating. They're divorced. They don't have any money and they don't have a job. And everybody's got issues. If that's the worst, you have an issue. That's not really an issue. That's just a different way of seeing things. That's all. You still have a beautiful home. You still have loving parents that are there for you, that are supporting you. You still have all the things that you need. What's the problem? There is no problem. You see what I mean? So let's
right.
not make it one.
She's dealing with it well, then.
Yeah, well, it's not like she has a choice.
No, but you know what? Look, kids internalize stuff, and I think it's great that you are honest in who you are, and I think it's a good life lesson for her to sort of understand that so that she has the confidence in being who she is, regardless of her orientation or whatever she chooses to be. So I think you're setting a great example.
I don't fault her to be straight. I don't fault anybody to be straight. If that's what you want to be and that's how it is and that's what ticks in your body, then that's fine. But you cannot tell other people what they can and cannot be. I have a huge problem with everybody else thinking that they're better than anyone else. And I'm like, you know what? It's one planet, one world, one all of us. And at the end of the day, we're all from the same place. We're probably cousins related 3 times removed. And you need
right.
to look at your own life, considering you've got so much in your closet that you need to clean out first. I'm the last thing that's even there.
My feeling is there are so many things in this world that we need to be concerned with. The last thing I feel we need to be concerned with is who's having sex with who, because honestly, I could care less. What I do care about is poverty. What I do care about is bullying. I care about people being nice to animals, you know?
Our daughter actually wants to be a social worker now. She wants to go help the people in India. She wants to go help everybody in Africa. So my husband said, honey, you don't have to worry about that. We'll just buy a bunch of Pepto-Bismol. We'll put it on the plane. We'll fly it over there. We'll give it to everybody. She's like,
you know,
no.
Pepto-Bismol is absolutely the end-all, cure-all to most things.
Right? It does everything. It's the labor of love. She really cares. And for somebody to care about another country or other cultures and other nationalities, I think it's a pretty good job in order for her to be able to be where she is now, to be able to have the sensitivity to want to do that for other people. Because a lot of people, they're selfish. They think about themselves and what they need to get for themselves or what they have to have or what they think a material object is going to complete. And it's not.
Right.
It's about really caring about the real things in life and all the things that you don't have that somebody else doesn't have that you want to be able to bring to them.
So I'm going to switch gears for a second because I want our audience to know who you are and what you're doing. You have a beautiful boutique in Beverly Hills, which I want to go to. I want you to make me a dress.
You
and
gotta
I know
come
dress
over.
I know. How did you get into fashion design?
I was 12 years old watching The Love Boat, and honestly, God, Julie, the cruise director, had a fashion show. I had no idea what it was. I'm from an Armenian family living in an Armenian world in America, not even knowing that I was in a different country. I went to an Armenian private school, spoke Armenian. All my classes were in Armenian. I basically spoke English as a necessity to be able to, you know, see what the street sign was. That's it. I lived in Armenia. And when I was watching the show, I thought, oh, wow, look at that. What are they doing? What is this? This is what I want to do. They want to be a professional, which is, you know, a lawyer, a doctor, you know, I don't know, an airline pilot. That wasn't what I wanted to do. I have passion for design. I used to design my mom's clothes. I used to do all of these, playing with Barbies and stuff. And, of course, it was totally a no-no. I mean, who does that, right? I'm Armenian. It's, like, ridiculous. I should have been crucified. It was horrible. They needed to send me to therapy. There was something wrong with me. They did all the wrong things. But, you know, it's who I am. It's what makes me who I am today. Through all those struggles, when I saw The Love Boat and I saw what they were doing, I pointed it out to my mom. I'm like, please figure this out. Help me understand what it is that they're doing because I really want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And she, after, you know, hemming and hawing for a minute, thinking, oh, my God, you know, when your child comes up to you and you dread the question that they're asking, you know exactly what the question is and you know it's coming and you're not
mm-hmm.
prepared for the answer.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was like. But she was very supportive. She got me. She understood me. She did not inhibit me. She actually encouraged me. It wasn't easy for her, I think,
mm-hmm.
because she was ignorant in a lot of different capacities. Living in America, moved from one country to another to give us a better life, she thought maybe she was losing her kid in the values and the family structure that she had come accustomed to. But she was very supportive. And from there, I just grew and grew and had more passion for it. And I dressed Betty White. I dressed Hillary Clinton. I dress First Lady Sharon Davis. I mean, I'm part of American history. I'm the second designer to be inducted in American history, actually, because my gown that Sharon Davis, when she was First Lady, donated to the First Lady Museum going across the country.
For our listeners, just so you know, we're talking about the First Lady of California.
California, yes.
But
yes.
Congratulations. I think your designs are absolutely beautiful. I love your website. I just think it's gorgeous, and I'd love to have a dress from you. So hopefully one day we'll have that opportunity. But I so appreciate you coming on our show today on Jackie's Vida Loca. Is there anything else you want to share with our listeners, how they can find you, where they can follow you, how they can learn more about your projects? I know you're working on a reality show right now.
You know, every day is a new challenge and an adventure. We have a book out, the Anna Nicole Smith Portrait of an Icon. It's on Amazon. My friendship that I shared with Anna Nicole Smith, you'll see a bunch of beautiful pictures and a bunch of the designs that I had made for her for the red carpet events that she went to. My store's in Beverly Hills at Rodeo Drive. Go to the website, call it too. I love your listeners, by the way.
We love them, too. We love Jackie's Vida Loca listeners.
Well, I'm happy to be a part of it. And if there's anything I can ever do, if you want to come into the store and get a dress, by all means. You know what? If anybody's in Beverly Hills that's listening to us now and wants to come in and say hello, I'm here. You get 25% off any dress you want.
That's like $50,000.
How about that, right?
That's a lot. Listen,
oh
thank you
God,
so much.
Oh, my God, the lineup is growing. I can see it now.
Listen, I'm getting in my car right now. We'll stay on the phone. I'll be right over. You have been one of the best guests we've ever had. I love your personality, and I congratulate you on all your amazing achievements. I'm so glad that our mutual friends have brought us together, and I really hope that we will have you back on the show at some point in the future because you're just so much fun. You need to tell our listeners what you love.
Jackie Vida Loca, number one, numero uno.
Qué lindo, qué lindo. Mil gracias. That was such a fun interview for me, and I really enjoyed doing the show. One of the things I'm going to tell you about before we sort of sign off here today, you know, there's so many people that I don't know why people get shocked when people like Clay Aiken or Adam Lambert come out of the closet, but there are some rumors going around about certain sort of gay celebrities that I don't even know if you knew about this, but I'm going to give you an opinion on the most shocking rumors of 2012 from RollingOut.com. They've sort of published this list of all these people, and I think your jaw is going to drop. And these are all confirmed. So I'm not really going to out anybody because apparently these people are out and proud. But basically, did you know that Raven Simone was gay? I had no idea, according to the National Enquirer. And we've had guests from the National Enquirer, and we know they do vet these sources, so they don't make things up. They don't make things up, believe it or not. I know you probably think they do, but I know for sure they don't. They embellish, but they don't make things up. Okay, anyway, they said that Raven Simone is gay and that she's living with America's Next Top Model alum, Asmarie Livingston. Didn't know that. All right, here's another one. Here's another one that apparently has come out of the closet according to, I don't know if he's out of the closet, but according to a journalist from CNN iReport. And CNN, to me, is pretty credible, right? According to CNN, famous pop star Bruno Mars admits his homosexuality. Now, let me tell you something. Bruno Mars could be gay. He could be straight. He could be an alien, for all I care, because I am so in love with his music that Bruno Mars can be anything he wants to be, and frankly, I don't really care if he's gay or not, or if he's, you know what, I think he's a good person. I think he has got a great talent. So I love Bruno Mars, and I bet all the little gay guys are jumping up for joy, clicking their heels. Here's another one, Jeremy Renner. This year, the actor told gossipers that he's not gay and to stay out of his personal business. I want my personal life to be personal, and it's not effing true. But it says here that he could be. I don't know. Jeremy Renner. Here's another one that may shock you. Casper Smart, J-Lo's boyfriend, entering a gay peep show at a sex toy shop in New York. A gay peep show. Now, people, look. If I didn't have this photograph in front of me, and I'm going to tell you again, it's rollingout.com. Look this up. If I wasn't looking at this picture in front of me that 100% confirms that Casper Smart is going into a gay peep show, which is open 24 hours a day, next to New York VIP lingerie, an adult toy shop. I would have never believed this. But then again, J-Lo's a bit loquita herself, so, you know, I don't know. Maybe she knows. Maybe she knows something we don't know, but Casper looks to enjoy gay peep shows. All right, here's another one for you, Tom Hardy. Tom Hardy. Hardy accidentally outed himself with this quote, "I'm an actor, for F's sake. I've played everything and everyone." Hardy's camp quickly clarified that he was misunderstood. He was discussing a gay role and quotes coming from the character. Hardy is engaged to British actress Charlotte Riley. I don't know. I think sometimes the media likes to just make stuff up, but I don't think the media made up the next one, and I think you guys already know this one. Michelle Rodriguez is gay. Oh, what a surprise. You know, every role that she plays is a tomboy, and, you know, she says, "I'm not a lesbian." I think she is. I think Michelle Rodriguez is. But, you know, she's Latina, and in the Latina community, she may just be hiding it for the rest of her life. Okay, here's a shocker. Joe Simpson, Jessica Simpson's dad, apparently left his wife, highlighted his hair, bought a pair of skinny jeans, and was rocked by gay rumors. Simpson was accused of having a sexual affair with a gay male prostitute in New York, and the escort passed a lie detector test conducted by none other than the National Enquirer. Simpson denies everything. Okay, I'm looking at this outfit and the highlighted hair. Boys and girls and listeners of Jackie's Vida Loca, this guy looks gay to me. Ain't no doubt Jessica Simpson's dad is totally, totally gay. Okay, here's another one. John Travolta. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. John Travolta's got to be gay. He's got to be gay. How many years have we been dealing with the same rumor? Where there's smoke, there's gay fire. And I personally think that John Travolta and Tom Cruise are both gay. And I think that they come from that generation where if they come out of the closet, they won't get certain roles. You know something? In a way, unfortunately, that's true in Hollywood. That's true. When you've, you know, sort of come out, and I think it's changing, but when you come out, it's very, very difficult to play straight roles. But maybe gay people don't want to play straight roles. Okay, here's another one. Hulk Hogan. Oh, my God. Hulk Hogan is gay? Linda Hogan set the world on fire with the proclamation that her ex, Hulk Hogan, was gay and that he had had sex with fellow wrestler Brutus Beefcake. Okay, so let me just tell you something. Hulk Hogan and Brutus Beefcake in a porn, a gay porn, is probably like every gay guy's fantasy. So whether it's true or not, I think I just set the world on fire by mentioning this on Jackie's Vida Loca. All right, let's see. I think that this one is definitely gay, and he is because he's come out and I've seen him come out. Elmo. Elmo on Sesame Street is gay. Now, I'm not saying that the actual Muppet himself has been seen having sex with another male Muppet, but the guy who plays his voice, Kevin Clash, is gay at a gay, gay, gay. And he came out and he quit his job after four young men alleged that Clash engaged them in chat rooms. And then he met them in person for sexual rendezvous. The latest accuser claims that Clash flew him from New York to Miami. Oh, of course, they always go to Miami for a sexual fling. If true, Clash can face criminal charges for transporting a minor across state lines to engage in sexual activity. Okay, listen, even if he kept him in New York and did whatever he was going to do to him in New York, he'd still be facing criminal charges, people. Ay vey. Okay, so enough about gay. I hope you've had enough gay fill today. Here's what I hope. Honest to goodness, okay? Loquitos, I want you to listen to me. We all come into this world with a perspective. And that perspective is formed as we grow up into grown-ups. And it is our responsibility to be good people and raise good people, raise good children. And I know that you, my wonderful listeners, want to be good people. And I'm not trying to preach to you, don't get me wrong. I'm just trying to share a philosophy, a point of view, and maybe some of you share this with me. If you do, let me know. But, you know, what I'm trying to say here is that we need to love one another, and we need to be tolerant of differences. And I know sometimes that's hard, because some things that are different are uncomfortable. Look, honestly, if I went to a party and every single other person there was gay and I was the only straight one, I can't say that there wouldn't be moments that I would think of what I'm going to say, right? Or feel that twinge of, oh my God, a little bit of uncomfortability, because you don't want to be inappropriate. You don't want to hurt somebody's feelings. You don't want to screw up and say the wrong thing, right? That's going to be upsetting to somebody for no reason. So I get that. I get that. But we need to look at the bigger, broader picture. And we need to understand that gay, straight, Latino, fat, cute, ugly, nice, pretty, whatever, we all have faults, and we all have things that we can contribute to this great earth. And the obsession with the discussion of somebody's sexuality is irrelevant. And that's why I've spent literally an hour and a half on this show focused on that conversation, so we can unfocus ourselves and focus on other things in this world that deserve a hell of a lot more of attention. So, to all of my gay listeners out there, fly the freak flag loud and proud, as Drew Drogi says. To all my straight friends out there, you need to be a little more gay. Try to be a little bit more gay today. That's all I can say. And in the meantime, join us next week, because we're going to do our Mother's Day dedications. And once again, that information is jackiesvidaloca@gmail.com. That's where you need to send your voice dedications, which we will play on the air for your mummies. Send MP3 files. Now, if you want to type out your dedication and you don't have a way to sort of do that little recording, which you could do on your iPhone, but if you don't have a way to do it, then just go ahead and type it out, and I will mention it on the show. All right? Thank you again for joining us and for staying so true and blue to us and being such loyal listeners. We appreciate you. We love you. And we can't wait to see you next week on Jackie's Vida Loca.
Adios, everybody. Join me again next Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, for the craziest Latino mommy on Jackie's Vida Loca.